This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A week away from the 2020 election, Democrat Party nominee Joe Biden is in desperate denial of the fact that he is now the central character in the most despicable corruption scandal in American history. The subversion of the U.S. government by Communist China is being exposed. A group of Chinese whistleblowers managed to get a hard drive containing evidence of serious crimes committed by the Biden family into the hands of Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. Lewd Media claimed a month ago that a hard drive would surface before the election containing videos of Hunter Biden violently raping Chinese children. Those who have seen the videos support this claim. To any good person, this is shocking and horrific. And to many, it is incomprehensible. But for as long as man has had power to gain, the art of blackmail has been exploited. This was the purpose of a man like Jeffrey Epstein. According to Lewd Media, these child rape videos of Hunter Biden were produced by the Communist Chinese as a means of control, and were being sent to the Biden family and other CCP assets in America as a threat, a reminder of who owns them. There are no rules in the game of power, only ruthlessness. And so children become the currency of those who seek to control others. A former business partner of the Biden family, Tony Bobulinski, worked as CEO for Sinohawk Holdings, a company formed by the Bidens and China's largest private energy company. Bobulinski has provided evidence that shows Sinohawk was used to funnel millions of dollars from the Communist Chinese directly into the family coffers of the Bidens. The mainstream media, in what must certainly be a criminal act, has been ignoring this incredible story while pushing their audience into voting for a decrepit, lying, perverted fraud with a monstrous family and loyalty to the Communist Chinese. We likely know what's coming next. The Democrat Party will claim that Trump stole the election. The corporate media will play along. And those still brainwashed by the globalist-run propaganda media machine will undoubtedly believe it. With massive crowds of people all over the country showing overwhelming grassroots support for President Trump in ways never before seen, contrasted with Joe Biden and Obama at public events practically devoid of all people, the media will still say that Trump had to steal the election. They will cite their fake polls, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. If justice is served, which needs to happen, then there will be arrests of powerful people, and the corporate media will report that Trump is literally Hitler, rounding up the innocent, and the brainwashed sheep will believe them. There is no doubt. If they can be made to wear masks and fear those who don't, then they will believe whatever they are told. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Humanity is awakening, but not everyone. The brainwashed are being manipulated into defending the corrupt deep state establishment. Some are even murdering Trump supporters in cold blood. It seems clear that Trump will win the 2020 election. But then what? If the corporate mainstream media is allowed to operate as normal, then there will be total chaos. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Another incredible report by Greg Reese. Only you can give it legs and wings. It's at and on video. Share it right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Prepare yourself for the most dangerous. Prepare yourself the most dangerous election in history. That is the video. That is the report. Prepare yourself for the most dangerous election in history.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Ever wondered how the United Nations, the powerful robber-baron corporations that fund and control it, would take over America and the rest of the once free world? You're now seeing it. Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the UN, in many drills like Lockstep and Event 201 and Dark Winter, the last 30 years told us they would use the fear of a deadly virus to take control and basically bring in permanent martial law. And now they have the big tech in place. Now they have the contact tracing in place. Now they have the excuse to make you all get used to getting permission to leave your house. It's happening. It started in Spain and Australia and other areas. And the UN said, the head of, quote, the UN emergency response team said, we're going to go in and finally take children out of homes. We're going to take people that refuse to be tested for COVID-19. We're going to forcibly inoculate people, everything. And now it's not just Australia. It's not just Spain, but now in Texas, in blue cities like El Paso, InfoWars.com has a local ABC News report. CV 1984, tyranny in Texas as police show up at El Paso residents' doorsteps ordering quarantine because they went to a restaurant, scanned their phone to the QR code, thinking they were getting the menu. Notice no menus now. And they were put in a database later. That database found someone had COVID in the restaurant. Now you can't leave your home. No judge, no jury. Doesn't matter if the Supreme Court rules it's unconstitutional. They're going to enforce it. And the police are under blue city control. El Paso is a Democrat martial law facility run by Beto's crime syndicate family. And they're on TV saying, you challenge our authority. Why? We're going to lock your ass up. Now, what happened in Atlanta? What happened in Houston? What happened in L.A.? What happened in Orlando? What happened in Seattle? What happened in Portland? What happened in Detroit? What happened in New York a month ago? Oh, we're here to do a COVID test. It's not the law, but we like you to come out with the police and do it. Color of law. I'm not against the police. I'm against them being given an unconstitutional order. And then again, depending on the test, 90% of the positives, it turns out, with a quick reaction, 15-minute test, are false positives. Did you hear that? I can show you the headlines. 90% in a study done in New York of positives were false. Didn't mean 90% of the tests were positive. It was less than 10%. But remember the meatpacking plants where 3,000 people and 2,000 people, it was in the Associated Press as well. Look it up. Thousands would be tested. None of them were sick, and they'd find half of them. Or a third of, depending on the plant, had COVID-19 because they didn't. This is the perfect thing. Testing goes up. Numbers of COVID go up. They go, oh, we've got to shut down. COVID numbers are up. But morbidity goes down and down and down. We were told it was going to be 5%, then 4%, then 3% of the public was going to die. Well, if there was something killing 5% of people, baby, I'd be in my house 8 months later. I mean, you wouldn't, I'd be doing my show from home. If there was something that could kill 5% of people, baby, I'd be not out there. But they admit that it is less than 0.1%, and those people have comorbidities, meaning they're overweight, they have diabetes, and have already had cancer surgeries. Usually you already have cancer or heart disease, and in a normal flu or cold, it'll kill you even worse. So you see the headlines, oh, meatpacking plants become COVID-19 hotspots, but type in, thousands tested at meatpacking plant, all asymptomatic, meaning they don't have a cold, they don't have a cough, they don't have a fever. And we've been over this. We've been over this. There's a headline. Up to 90% who tested COVID positive wrongly diagnosed. And the truth is it's a whole lot worse. Even more of the people didn't have it. Print me that article, please. So I was talking to a major national talk show host just the other day. They're testing everyone that goes on his show because the company says so. And then, of course, they have false positive folks that feel completely good because you've had a bacterial infection, a viral infection in the last, on average, bacterial a year, flu about 10 years, colds about 5 years. The studies vary, but I mean, I had a rotten tooth 3 months ago pulled out. My teeth got old. I clenched them. They were the best teeth ever. Now they're going out. It was rotting. They went and pulled it out. I haven't gotten an implant yet to fix it. And I looked it up. I'll probably test positive for COVID because I had a major infection in my mouth. I mean, I don't want to get graphic here, but I waited too long, and it was a mess when they pulled it out. Quite a bit of pus. It got down in my jaw. I'll test positive for COVID because that's what the tests do. The antibody test takes 10 days to get. It's the only one that's accurate, and it's still inaccurate about 10% of the time. So I'm digressing here, but look at the Military Times headline. How the president could invoke martial law. Well, what do you think COVID-19 is worldwide where all of your regular rights are suspended? This article is excellent, by the way. It lays out the history of martial law, how it works in other parts of the world, how it works here, when it's constitutional, when it's not. It's not a lengthy article. It's not a short article. But I think this is pretty accurate stuff. I read it earlier. You should probably go read it as well. But the thing is, they're saying, oh, the climate that's been created may have to have martial law. We're already under martial law when they come to your house and go, you were at a deli last week and somebody came up with COVID-19 there. You can't leave your house and you're going to give us a test. All color of law, all illegal, all crazy. And the news is doing the normalization. I bet the El Paso cops aren't going to pull this. They're not idiots, but they're still going to act like, oh, look, it's the law, because it's all UN run to set the precedent for the medical tyranny of the UN WHO running it. Here's a local newscast. I suggest you share it. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. This is absolutely insane how they just normalize this. This is real martial law. They're trying to beta test right now. It's not coming from Trump. He's the one saying normalize. All the studies show locking people up doesn't protect you. We got to get herd immunity. I'll show you that after we play this clip, but here it is.
Adds nearly 3,000 more coronavirus cases in the last 8 days. City officials say they have to take a more aggressive approach.
ABC 7's JC Navarrete has a look at the measures the city is taking to get a grasp on COVID-19. He joins us live. JC.
That's right, Eric Saola. Knock on your door or a ring of your doorbell are very real possibilities from law enforcement and health officials for anyone not cooperating with the contact tracing process. This as El Paso hits an all-time high in active cases.
This is a very concerning situation. We have seen an increase in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths from COVID-19. That is not stopping.
City and County Health Authority Dr. Hector Ocaranza not mincing words, as the number of active cases has now surpassed 6,000. In the last 8 days, more than 3,000 additional cases were also reported. With the flu season in full swing, officials are now concerned about the spike in hospitalizations.
When you combine the influenza plus the COVID, it will overwhelm our healthcare system very easily if we don't take personal responsibility.
So you're locked up. Governor Greg Abbott has already laid out the benchmarks on what happens if hospitalizations climb above 15%.
In which he's going to be implementing restrictions. But nonetheless, we're not going to be waiting for the governor to implement restrictions. We needed to start implementing those restrictions, and our restrictions are going to be stricter.
Angela de la Mora, the newly appointed director of the El Paso Public Health Department, saying health officials cannot do their job once the contact tracing process gets combative.
They hang up on us. They challenge our authority. In many cases, they tell us that they know better how to take care of their families. We are immediately, with Dr. Ocaranza's assistance, we are issuing health orders that are delivered by a police officer and a public health official to their domicile.
We spoke to residents who are frustrated that the situation has not improved in the more than 200 days we've been in this pandemic.
It's really frustrating when someone who's been locked down themselves of their own volition, then somehow they get COVID, and it's because out in the world, not everyone is acting that way.
Oh.
And so, it is really frustrating.
All right, enough of this. We'll play more of it.
Now,
but if we'd all just submit, oh no, it was 15 days, it would all be gone, the hospital would be full, 2 million dead, none of it was true. They're counting the flu and cold. It's never going to end. I told you, it's a power grab, it's a takeover, and now they're coming to arrest you, ladies and gentlemen. Now they're coming to force inoculate you. This is the buildup towards forced inoculation. Don't answer the door.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I have hundreds of articles, dozens of incredible clips, two huge guests coming up. Haven't told you about it yet. Massive Joe Biden pedophile corruption news. It'll be exclusive. So why do I say the same thing I've said a thousand times again? Because you need to understand it. People are really freaking out right now. I mean, I've been meeting with a lot of high-level people, and they're just like, Jones, we want to know, how do you know all this? And I go, do you not listen to the show? The globalists all say what they're going to do. I know who runs it. It's a consortium of multinational corporations that meet at Davos, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, and a few other groups. There's only like 10 guys chair all of them. And they admit their plan, and they damn well have been executing it. They've gotten most of it done. So, again, if I've got a roadmap and nobody else does, they go, how do you know this road runs into that road? And if I go to this road, you go there. And if you turn to this road, you go to this town. I've got a freaking roadmap, man. So, I read academic stuff. The general public watches the news, okay? And so if you watch the news, you're going to get stuff 10 years late. There's a Fox News article that everybody called me about. Fox News says smart TVs have microphones and hidden cameras for 10 years and are watching and listening and selling the data, and that the home assistants are building psychological profiles on you, and they're going to enforce COVID lockdowns. How the hell did you know this, Jones? Oh, my God. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 96. They called them smart devices then. They said they'll have home assistants that watch you, and that if there's any bad stuff in the house, it'll call the police. It's here, folks. So I told you it would come to Texas. I told you it would come to America because the UN said it would. Here's the UN's director of global emergency response, and you hear on the news, the UN runs policy on this. The lockdowns killing millions of starvation. All of it. Not even close to a million have died from COVID. But millions have already started them. And here he is saying we need to go into the homes. They want the power to take away who they want. And they can false positive anybody they want. This is the cover for UN takeover. And Trump finally gets it. But with 8 days left, they're getting ready to try to steal it. I mean, this is epic stuff. This is white knuckle stuff. This is all an enemy that can't defeat you militarily, does it covertly. Through wizardry, through scams. Here's what he had to say 6 months ago, and now it's here in America. We know exactly what's coming in the phases because they've already done it in places they fully control before this. There's exact phases. 15 days, they say, to stop hospitals overwhelmed. It's made up. Roll out massive testing. The tests are false, do mainly false positives. Then they say wear masks forever as a sign of compliance to divide the public and create fear and remind you constantly of the COVID and that you're in danger falsely so you don't look at actual numbers. Then they start saying contact tracing, paper menus are bad, everything's bad. We got to scan QR codes that show where you're at. Now that's contact tracing. Now somebody got COVID and tested positive or had a false positive. Now they've got to come talk to you. Now you've got to do a test. You've got to submit. You're guilty. And they do it where anybody's had a bacterial infection or the flu or cold in the last few years is positive. So now you've got a lockdown. China's open for business. You're not. It's an economic weapon. So here is the UN director of the operation. Here he is.
At the moment, in most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe...
Because you can never fix it. Cut the curve. Flatten the curve. We promise. It never ends. It's a power grab. That's why Bill Gates now says, 10 years of mask. I've got an article right here of the Stanford research scientist that works with all these guys. Here's her bio, Dr. Krukta Kampali. And she says, I feel like there's this perception that once we have a hashtag coronavirus vaccine, life will go back to normal. Life will not be like that pre-COVID. Even after we have a vaccine, you will still need to use good hand hygiene, maintain physical distance, avoid crowds, and wear masks, and, of course, be tracked by all the apps that control your life. They're creating a mental phobia, a mental illness. COVID-19 is a hysteric mental illness, collapse of civilization. It is a giant hysteria where you now think normal life is bad. And I got studies out that the mask actually make you sick. Those are being suppressed. This is a giant power grab because the public is so incredibly ignorant about the facts. Go see it if you just joined us. Martial law in Texas. And Houston will be next, and then Dallas, and then Austin. And it started where Joe Rogan, everyone that goes on his show, Spotify says must be COVID tested. It's a 15-minute rapid test that has the highest level of false positive. You're like, you feel totally fine, but sorry, we have to shut down what we're doing because of this. And I've got articles here where they're getting rid of the 911 service in major cities because in Pennsylvania and other states, they found that, if one person gets sick in the 911 center or does a positive test, the whole thing just shuts down. So the factories are shutting down. The farms are shutting down. Millions have already starved to death around the world. We're going to have a depression. And then Davos Group says they're doing it to cause a global depression to make you not socially mobile so they can control you and put you on a guaranteed income that's a welfare. So you're about to be forced onto welfare, and economically your economy is being militarily destroyed to make you dependent. This is 21st century war. We've been hit. Trump finally figures it out. And now 60% of restaurants that have closed are permanent because they were not essential. They were all the mom and pops. And people just get used to it. Well, it must be real. I'm wearing a mask. Well, it must be. And so when you comply with this, it's the end of civilization. And then they're not just coming with a regular deadly vaccine. Gates says you'll take 5 a year of an mRNA vaccine it's not even a vaccine. It's a reprogramming cancer injection that goes in and changes all your cells and puts out proteins that they admit can kill you and cause all these autoimmune disorders. And he says, we've had a lot of people die in the trials, but it's okay. You're going to take it, or you're not going to get groceries, and you're not going to have a job. So see, this is collapsing into the tyranny. In Australia, in leftist-controlled cities like Melbourne, is under 8 months of total lockdown where you can't ever even leave your home. And all the college students, all the SJWs, they believe in it. They want they know it's a scam. They're evil people. They're coming to your house, backed up by cops with guns. They're not responding to crime, murders, rapes. No. They're coming to stick needles in you and sterilize you. And they love it, and they know what they're doing. So get ready, folks, and guard yourself for truth. We'll be right back with the latest on Joe Biden and his daughter's diary that's reportedly leaked. We'll cover. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joe Biden's daughter, and this fits into their whole MO, all the rest of it, but you've also got confirmation now by the FBI over a week ago, but now it's mainstream news, confirmation by even the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, that indeed, okay, these are real emails. They've had a bunch of witnesses that got the emails on the other side that have gone public. There's all the sex tape videos and videos of Hunter Biden smoking crack, but you notice Giuliani slowly dribbling it out with 8 days left of the election and letting them deny it. and then bringing it out. So here's a compilation of the folks working with Giuliani, the Chinese billionaire, and others that are talking about what's coming out with Hunter Biden. And again, this is the same videos off the laptop. This situation with the diary is totally separate and was found by someone else, but it shows the public is watching very carefully. Exclusive source, Biden daughter's diary, tells not appropriate showers with Joe as a child. Was I molested? She says, I think so, reportedly, is what she's saying. They're not denying this at this point. We'll get the latest from Patrick Halley in a moment. But first, we've blurred out the video. I'm even afraid to watch all these videos. There's hundreds of them already out. Reportedly, it's what we were told by the Chinese sources a few weeks ago. Some of these videos look like underage girls. No one even has the nerve. The New York Post said we can't put them out. It looks like pedophilia. So what people are putting out is the stuff that isn't pedophilia because you become part of it publishing. So people are like, well, why is it just him having sex and smoking crack with Asian women, white women, you name it, but it's him over in China in some of these videos reportedly. Well, it's just, I mean, I'm not clicking on these things. I've talked to folks that have, and I've read the reports, and it's bad, folks. I saw reports out there of stuff I'm not going to mention. We've already talked about what's reportedly on these, but it's bad, folks, and it's just par for the course. He went, well, why would he do that? Because he knew he was being compromised. He was the bag man. He was going over there because he likes to do this. He's proving to the Chinese, I'm corrupt. You've got me by the short hairs. Here's a short report. We'll go to Patrick Halley. So, again, we've got some text here for everybody who is not a TV viewer. And then we've got it in Chinese and in American. Democrats have two plans to trap Americans in failures. The first plan is the aforementioned BGY plan, and the second is the 3-4 plan, which foment weakness, foments chaos, and chaos destruction. Today I swear with my life, implement the U.S. by the kleptocrats is carried out so successfully quickly that it will cause tremendous damage to the American lives and assets. The scale of damage is not just equivalent to that of 9/11 attack. It can be 100 or 1,000 times that. Darkness is coming to be prepared. It's the National Press Club. We've got it released. Darkness is by the CPP. It's kleptocrats is coming. It will pervade throughout the entire world. No one is safe. Be prepared. And here he is. Hunter Biden smoking that crack. But they don't deny it. And we blurt out where he's having sex. The trashiest drug on the planet, crack cocaine. His dad signed a crime bill to give black people sentences three times longer. Three times longer if you smoked that, and mainly black people smoked it. The level of their hypocrisy is just staggering. Again, radio listeners, you're not having to look at this, but there it is. And a lot more coming out. Patrick Halley, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, next time we'll get into your big story, the diary. More of that's been published at nationalfile.com. But just in general, how are they going to deny all this now as it all comes out and as it's confirmed to be accurate? And from your sources, what's the next shoe to drop?
Well, I was just locked out of Twitter for breaking the Ashley Biden diary story. There's no way that Ashley Biden can deny this. And by the way, Twitter has locked me out for supposedly violating the child exploitation policy. So they're admitting that Joe Biden did, in fact, exploit a child, which was his daughter, which is what Ashley Biden wrote in her diary. And I am perfectly capable of saying that, Ashley Biden has confirmed that it is is her diary on tape with a whistleblower. We have numerous tapes proving that it is Ashley Biden's diary. One of the top people at the very top of the food chain at Fox News confirmed to me that, yes, it is real. And I was the only one who went out there and broke the story. Nobody else wants to break the story, apparently. Apparently, there's all kinds of institutional pressure. You got all these folks like, John Solomon from Fox News going around and trying to shut everything down, and it's all controlled opposition. We're so tired of this. Look how long they talked about Spygate on Fox News for 4 years just so they could run out the clock and then nothing ever happened. We are so tired of the deep state and the CIA manipulating our media on the independent conservative side, and that includes Jack Posobiec, who was caught tweeting from CIA headquarters and then tried to cover it up. We are so sick and tired of this controlled opposition because we all know what's going on. Epstein got caught. Maxwell got caught. Bronfman got caught. The Mossad families got caught blackmailing politicians, controlling the United States of America through blackmail. I know it. I've known it for 10 years. Every single thing I've reported over the last 10 years has proved this. I'm right. I'm the true visionary, and you as well, Alex, on a bigger level, but me as a reporter, I've been right. I've been absolutely 100% vindicated. I know what the power structure of the world is, and people need to wake up to it.
Well, the truth is these people are degenerates who are totally compromised and who are out of control of their own worst nightmare. I think by visionary, we just have clear sight. Other people are in denial, but I don't see them ever putting this back together again. But they're full of more bravado than ever. They're full of more hubris. What do you expect to see in the next 8 days?
Well, I expect to see a lot more scandals broken by me that I have on my, I'm not going to say where I have it. I have it a lot of different places, and there are other people who have it, too, and it's all backed up. And I know that some people are watching right now from the deep state, which is this big monolithic entity, and that's fine. I'm going to break a whole lot more scandals in the next few days, as I always do, and I'm going to wake the people up. And the only way that the Democrats can win this election is by jamming through vote-by-mail fraud, as I have already busted in Houston, a massive voter fraud operation on the Democrat side that the FBI has actually shut down, but they don't want it to come out in the public because the FBI line is that there's no such thing as voter fraud, and that's just a RAND sowing doubt. That's just a RAND sowing doubt.
Oh, yeah, notice Ray comes out and says that so that letting every rank-and-file FBI agent know if you do your job, you're going to get in trouble. And the guy's a disgusting fraud, and his body language when he gives those speeches is like he just looks like a criminal used car salesman.
He's, ridiculous. I mean, he does look like a used car salesman. That's exactly what he looks like. He's like a Kurt Vonnegut character, this sleazy used car salesman guy, Christopher Wray. And the narrative that they're pushing is there's no such thing as voter fraud. And that's Iranian disinformation. And what they do is they appeal to the right-left paradigm. This is what they do so effectively. Conservatives who watch Fox, do you hate Iran? Do you know how, Trump is against Iran and Iran
it's Iran saying there's election fraud.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Right.
Iran can't even wipe its ass.
So then they get the conservatives to be like, oh, the voter fraud is being spread by Iran. And all the influencers who are all on the take, who are all on the CIA dole, it's the biggest fraud ever. You're the only one who's actually independent, Alex.
There's a lot of independents out there. People are waking up. And Patrick, let's talk about what's in the diary. The silence is deafening, just like the emails. Is it real? Looks more and more like it is. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our bestsellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Think about that. I just think about whether the information is accurate or not, and it's my duty to do it. There's an extreme enjoyment in having zero fear. Because when you realize you're following God's will and commit to it, that's all that's left is victory. But it is true that this is very dangerous. So everybody tuning in, you have to understand the enemy did everything they could to shut this down. You kept this on air, so we're on air right now. So you are the folks that get the credit here. I knew what I signed on to a long time ago because I'm not going to be part of these people. It's one thing to pay lip service against the pedophile rings. It's one thing to pay lip service against the Chi-Coms and the Satanists. It's one thing to pay lip service and say you're not for it, but then sit there and cow to it. But I'm doing this because I realize how bad it's going to be if they win. Already in major cities of the U.S., They're sending police to people's doors saying you will give COVID tests outside of law. They don't care if federal and state courts rule it's illegal. This is a UN power grab. It's now. Patrick Howley of NationalFile.com. Get back into your story. You've broken three more stories since you were on with us on Emergency Report Saturday night, last night. Recap how big this is, who Joe Biden's daughter is, and what's unfolding. And the fact that so far they've been reached out to for a while on this. She's been taped admitting reportedly it's real. But they're not putting out public denials right now, even though this has gone viral.
Ashley Biden is on videotape admitting that the diary is hers. The diary details inappropriate showers that she took with her father, Joe. It details her belief that she was, in fact, molested, that she was hypersexualized at a young age with Caroline, who we believe is her cousin, Caroline Biden. And this is one of the biggest stories in the world right now. I have just been locked out of Twitter purportedly for violating the child exploitation policy. So I guess Twitter's admitting that Joe Biden did in fact exploit a child because I reported on this and this diary. They're confirming, oh, it's all legitimate.
Well, they just say
it's
the Soviet Union, you don't know something's true until they deny it.
And so them
blocking this really shows.
Yeah, well, they're not denying it. They're trying to shut it down.
Well, sure, but if they attacked us and said we were liars, it'd be one thing. They just are totally quiet.
Right. Exactly. And this is just what it is. Look, we know what this is. I come from one of the families that built this country. I'm Irish. I didn't have anything to do with slavery. The European elites, you know, the people who are still over there at Bilderberg, the European elites, they should be talked to about slavery. Black Lives Matter should go over there, but they never will because Black Lives Matter is a controlled op. It's middle class white people and middle class people of all colors, really, who just love this country, who are patriots, are being destroyed in this country, replaced, totally demolished, our businesses, bankrupted.
The COVID-19 thing is just destroying hundreds of years of wealth. It's annihilating all the average people. Yep. Totally sick.
Absolutely. Wiping out small business, wiping out all the wealth of the average people, and giving a treasury bailout to the big corporations and Wall Street so that they can consolidate their wealth so that they can continue to kick us in the face. And it's going at a very, very rapid pace now. They're talking about the Great Reset now, which is basically tearing down everything that we built in this great civilization and turning it into an awful civilization. They've already done that. We live in a strip mall society.
And they're building a dystopia because the elites, when they're corrupt, want to see you poor. It makes them more happy that they're fat and wealthy while you're starving. This is serfdom. They do it on purpose. They enjoy it.
And they get sexual satisfaction from that. I know that for a fact. They get sexual satisfaction from the suffering of children and from the suffering of, you know, white, normal, regular American patriotic people, the people who they despise more than anything. You used to be able to drive down beautiful highways, country roads, as John Denver would say, and now it's just one disgusting strip mall after another. And, you know, that's better
than... But let's be clear, it's not brown people that run this. It's a bunch of rich, old, white people. But you're right. They hate the West because of the Christian ethos. I wouldn't say it's white people. I'd say it's that white people have been the group battling them. And they just so happen to be white as well, but they're the rulers over us.
Well, yes, because America was traditionally run by white men. They see white men who are Christians and want to have a stable society as the biggest threat to them and the biggest threat to their globalist one world, new world order. And so that's why we see the constant demonization of white males. Nobody can deny that this is happening.
Sure, I get it. You're particularly sick of that, and so am I. You just get the reverse psychology that's trying to turn us into racists so they can divide us all. I mean, that's the game.
Yeah, and I'm not a racist, obviously.
No, I agree. You know, I'm just discussing the whole paradigm. Everybody should stand up and be proud of themselves and be aware that they can program somebody, hey, because you're white, that's a real brown racist. It's got to be dealt with versus, you know, white racist has to as well. I'm just saying we have to pull back and see the larger programming of how they're trying to divide us all when we should be unifying in a pro-human future right now.
I think that's right. We should unify as a humanity against the globalist oligarchs, the so-called insect people. I don't mean that literally, but that's what I call them. And this AI transhumanist future, they have contempt for humanity. And so by pitting humanity against each other, they keep us at each other's throats. That's what this whole right-left paradigm is about, even though the same kind of neoliberal banksters and corrupt oligarchs run both sides.
Well, I mean, sure, if I saw headlines that blacks were inherently evil, I would fight those. It's not true. But now they say whites are inherently evil at all these colleges. We put up with it. But shifting out of that, clearly the Great Reset, the COVID lockdown, all of this is the establishment hysterical. Bill Gates that was working with Epstein to blackmail scientists, obviously with the sex ops, that's come out. They're desperate. So we see this and get depressed. I get depressed. We've got to be positive and realize we made them play their ace card because they're in so much damn trouble. So we just got to see this through.
The entire concept of their wealth is rendered meaningless by the fact that we can get information out there. We are a ragtag band of citizen journalists, and we have stood up to people who have literally trillions of dollars in wealth who can just print money and hand it out to themselves.
But it shows it's like Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. It's all just vapor.
It is. That's what it is. It's all vapor. It doesn't come to anything. It doesn't mean anything. The money's not backed up by gold. It's just whatever worth they say
it is. So it's flim-flam. Let's get back to your big reports. I'm told you've got more big reports in this 100-plus page diary, which, again, you reportedly have some whistleblowers, recordings of her admitting it, recordings of the whistleblower talking about it. The fact that they're not denying it and are simply trying to ignore it shows me, just like the emails, it's bona fide.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. There's no question that this is an accurate story. And I'm always right. And you know what? We are going to continue to expose these people. We're going to continue to expose how Nancy Pelosi rented office space to a group that was basically designed. The architect of this group was a notorious pedophile. It was an open secret. Everybody knows this. And now, you know, I was the one who exposed Paul Pelosi Jr., Nancy Pelosi's son. Now he's showing up in the Hunter Biden scandal. And
I noticed a bunch of other big Democrats are getting tied in, not just to the diary, but to the Biden corruption scandal.
Oh, yeah. These people couldn't even get a security clearance. We're going to have a big, big, big problem here if any of these people actually get elected or go forward. God forbid if Nancy Pelosi manages to drag this out until late January and then installs herself as the president. Oh, she's got even bigger problems than Joe. These people are sick people, and there's so much blackmail. Rudy Giuliani is a great American. I don't blame him for the slow trickle of this. I blame a tremendous amount of institutional pressure. I blame some people who are close to him, who I don't think have his best interests at heart in terms of being media experts or whatever on this story. Rudy is the real deal, though. I know Rudy. Rudy's a great guy. Rudy wants to save America. He's our James Bond right now. We've got a rally behind Rudy.
This is just like other children molested. Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma, wrote the author before listing a series of potential incidents, one of which may have included Ashley Biden's cousin, Caroline Biden, as the author says, remembers being somewhat sexualized alongside a person named Caroline. And then her brother, Hunter, is in emails now confirmed saying, I'm smoking crack with 14-year-olds. I'm caught on video. What am I going to do to his dad? This is insane. These are confirmed emails. I mean, these people are nuts, man.
Yep, but it's a crime family. They were going around the world making a tremendous amount of money selling access, and they're going to sell access to the White House if Joe Biden gets in there. We are finished if Joe Biden gets in there. I can't say this enough. I say this to people who I know in my own personal life who are like normies, and they're middle class. Oh, well, you know, well, I don't know about conspiracy theories. Enough is enough. These people are criminals, and they're ruling over us. How is your life better by virtue of the fact that the sicko, degenerate Biden family gets to rule over you and have nuclear weapons? This is nonsense. This is madness.
No, I agree with you, because when I see how pathetic they are, it makes me feel pathetic that they've been ruling over us. Let's do five more minutes ahead of Laura Loomer, who's the leader now ahead in polls to win in the congressional seat there in Palm Beach, where Trump is. Trump just voted for her yesterday. It's big national news. They're pulling their hair out. Patrick Halley's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Only way those links get shared is you. You've been doing a great job. We thank you and salute you. Stay with us. Hour number two, straight ahead. Then Owen Schroyer takes over.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to
be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.